All right, let's bring him in, ladies and gentlemen. He appears he won't be working for the Yankees very much longer this season. Pat Pagano, good morning.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, so now what's the story? What happens?
Well, they're down 3-1.
Okay. Oh, brother. Now, so what happens if they win tonight?
Well, if they win tonight, then they take a day off and they go to Houston and they play the last 2 games in Houston. But they're down 3-1, and it doesn't look good, Pat.
No,
I'm a Yankee fan, but it doesn't look good. So, but you know what? That's why they play the game. You never know. But I'm 99% sure that Houston's going to go on. So anyways, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, you said that from the get-go, by the way.
Yeah, I said Houston was the team to beat. Yeah, they are. And and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And if I have to eat my words and something miraculous happens, like a meteor hits and the only team injured is Houston and the Yankees go to the World Series, that'll be good. But, you know, Pat, it hung in here and rained all day into the evening. You'd think it would stop, and the temperature was like around 44, 45. Miserable.
Yep, I know. I had my doubts about that yesterday, but the modeling, again, what can I tell you about this new America model? I told you that I am not going to heavily depend upon it this winter, because if I do... a lot of times I think we're going to be eating crow in plain English. And when you work with this model, when you work with any model day in and day out, you could see more in the way of its pitfalls or its blessings. And I compare the model, you know, with each run. And sometimes it is day and night. Believe me when I tell you that. I'll look at the model, 7 days down the road, and it's saying heavy, heavy rain. And then the next run, 6 hours later, comes out, not a drop of rain. So, I mean, that's a little too drastic for me. But anyhow, we all know about how many people are affected in New England without powers,
out. Around here, there's still roads that have trees down on them, Pat.
Yeah.
I mean... it was around here to get from here to there yesterday. It was virtually impossible. That's why they canceled school. But it's much better today. But it's even around here. There's still cones because crews haven't been able to get to sites yet. So they set up. It was wild. I can imagine what it's probably like out east.
Oh yeah, forget it. It's just especially along the Cape
because
they did get the strongest winds, but. Our director who does our movies, he was driving up the Palisades yesterday. This was in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And, he said that he was not in any way, shape or form close to the car in front of him. But something jolted the car and he said he had to take like a second take because, he thought for some reason that he hit the car and, he still didn't know what it was until he looked to the right and he saw leaves on the right side of his car. So he pulled over. A branch came flying down, smashed into the right side of his car and completely dented the entire right side of his car.
Well, he's lucky it didn't hit the windshield.
That's what I said. You know, I said, be grateful because that could have been very serious. So these are the things, folks, you don't think about. When they put out wind advisories and high wind warnings, this is the reason. Not because trees just bring down electrical wires, but because branches could fly, they could hit you, they could fall on top of your car while you're moving or while you're not moving. So you have to be alert, you have to be careful. And today it will still be breezy. I will call it breezy, not windy. Wind gusts today still about 25 miles an hour, partly sunny, low 60s. Then it's clear and cold tonight. Most of us will have frost in the mid-30s. Sunny, mid-60s Saturday. I'm calling for sunshine on Sunday. We'll have to watch this. I'll explain in a second. 65 to 70. Sunny to partly cloudy Monday, mid-60s, and then rain on Tuesday. There is a system in the Gulf of Mexico that will likely become Nestor today. It will track across the Florida Panhandle tomorrow and then move northeast to the Carolinas and then out into the ocean. It could possibly bring clouds up here on Sunday. And if it does, number one, it will be sunny and it will be 65 to 70. So if the clouds come in, we'll be maybe 60 to 65 and partly cloudy. But I don't think we'll see any rain from that. Next system will be a cold front coming in from the Great Lakes again. That will bring rain on Tuesday.
A cold rain?
It should be in the 50s. So it's not that bad. Not that bad.
All right.
By the way, I went to the dentist yesterday because she wanted to see how...
Everything was healing up.
Healing up. Everything is healed up great. She took x-rays. She's going to discuss a couple of plans with the lab. And she would like me back in 3 weeks to consult on how they are going to put in permanent teeth. I just thought I'd bring everybody up to date on that since I flooded you for 1 week prior to it about being so nervous about it. But it's a long, you see, it's a long haul. I mean, that was back in May, folks. Here we are, October.
Right.
So they just you have get to, implants. It's a long haul.
Well, because they have to make sure it's totally healed and there's not a chance of infection. That's there. And nothing is worse than if you get an infection that is inside. Once you cap something off and it can't get out, that's when you get sepsis and stuff like that. So you know.
Yeah, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, I said, doctor, these temps are working just fine. I said, had I known this, I would have never opted for the implants. And she looked at me, she said, you did the right thing, Pat. I said, really? She said, yes, because she said, if you did not get implants and you just went with temporaries, she said, there's bone loss. She said, and that's not good. She said, by getting the implants, there is no bone loss. She said, you did the right thing.
There you go. Isn't it nice when you know you did the right thing?
Yeah. It's also nice when I look at my checkbook and say, yeah, look, didn't I do the right thing? It's empty.
That's right.
But anyhow, aside from that, Saturday, tomorrow is a day off. It'll be the first Saturday, folks, that I don't have to go driving to the lake. And then Sunday, we're heading into the city and we'll be shooting into the evening. We have to try to get it done. So I won't see you on Monday. I'll see you on Tuesday. But as you know, the following week has been canceled. So it looks like the following week, the last weekend of October, will be a normal weekend for me where I don't have to do any movie shooting, thank God.
All right. Now, so what are you going to do on your day off tomorrow?
You know what? I didn't give it a thought, but I'm thinking along this, thinking along these lines. Marshall, I'm going to get up whenever I want, have breakfast. There are a couple of yard sales and estate sales around the area. Maybe I'll drive around to some of the yard sales and estate sales and sit down, hopefully in the afternoon, watch a movie or two, relax before we're back to tripods, cameras, microphones on Sunday. You have no idea how, I mean, I still love the art, but I'm just pretty tired now of, now it's dragging this stuff into the city. Yeah. Marshall and I can't park on 46th Street in the theater district.
I know. It's a pain. It's a lot more than people think.
Well, yeah. I wish somebody could take a video of me in the city Sunday and send it to you. You'll probably get a kick out of it.
Or just hire an assistant video person that has to carry all the stuff around, and you just meet them there at this.
Wouldn't that be nice to have that accommodation? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. Well, I want you to have a good day off, and I want you to have an okay day filming, and then we get it all together Monday, and I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
In the rain.
In the rain.
In the rain.
All right, Pat.
Take care, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.